Well, we've just reported there will be a meeting at the White House between Senate Democrats and the president about what to do on health care reform to try to get a bill passed by Christmas. That's the president's interest. But certainly the first shot was fired once Harry Reid announced that he had something of a deal on health care reform. The first shot was fired by Joe Lieberman, who spoke over the weekend.
It will add taxpayer costs. It will add to the deficit. It's unnecessary.
The way the U.S. Senate works, one senator can be incredibly influential. An independent Joe Lieberman, who may have some axes to grind with the Democratic leadership, certainly wants to slow down, if not stop, this health care reform proposal in the Senate. What are his aims here? What's he trying to accomplish? What's in it for Joe Lieberman? Is he simply holding the bill hostage? What's going on here? That's an interesting political story. It involves the state of Connecticut. It involves someone who burst onto the national scene when he became something of the conscience of Bill Clinton, you may recall, back in the middle of the Monica Lewinsky days. David Kirkpatrick joins us, New York Times Washington correspondent. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Also with us is Colin McEnroe, Hartford Current columnist and host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR, Connecticut Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
So, David Kirkpatrick, how significant do you think Joe Lieberman is in this health care reform stalemate or slowdown, whatever you want to call it, in the Senate? And what is he holding out for here, do you think?
Well, I interviewed him yesterday afternoon, and I have to say he looked really delighted with himself. At that time, this was before Senator Reid and the other Senate Democrats had given in on dropping this idea of expanding Medicare, any kind of expanded government insurance program. Senator Lieberman at that time had said, look, if you do this, you lose me, I'm going to vote against it. And according to him, he had sat over the weekend, he'd sat across the table, basically, from Senator Reid and the other Senate Democratic leaders, as well as three top White House officials. And they'd said to him, well, Joe, what do we need to do to get your vote? And he'd kind of drawn a line in the sand. And I thought, well, goodness, this gentleman feels very powerful and is feeling like he's on top of the world. And then, lo and behold, later that night, it came to pass. They had indeed dropped the Medicare proposal just as he had demanded. So he seems to be quite powerful. I think he, so far, it looks like Joe Lieberman won, everyone else nothing.
Colin McEnroe, is this revenge of the Jedi, kind of a personal sort of revenge from the Democrats' response to Joe Lieberman's support of John McCain in the campaign? Or does he win something in Connecticut for this?
I don't think he won anything in Connecticut for this. I mean, except among a certain percentage of the voters who there is a certain percentage of the voters, as there would be anywhere, who admire Joe Lieberman as a guy who stands up for what he believes in and you know, can't be cowed by anybody. But I don't think that that is substantively his profile here in Connecticut. I have to say that of all the things that I thought I was going to wind up being an expert on in my adult life, the idea that I have a doctorate in Lieberman studies is kind of depressing to me.
Oh, cheer up, Colin. You're hot today.
David, I have to ask, you know, this strategy from the Democrats has made somebody like Lieberman incredibly powerful, as John said in this debate. And I have to wonder, you know, the Republicans used budget reconciliation in 2001, 2003, 2005 to pass all kinds of stuff. The Democrats are in the majority. Instead of kowtowing to Lieberman, why don't they use their majority?
Well, the details of how reconciliation will work are very complicated, and it's hard to really be sure of its actual plausibility. I think right now it's quite useful as for the Democrats as a threat. Getting it done would be tricky. I think what Harry Reid is actually doing here is a kind of a reverse auction. He came into the room and started with the most liberal possibility that he could imagine, and he's been lowering that bar until he picks up another senator. You know, it's like, okay, I don't hear 10, how about 9? Okay, how many people will go for 8? All right, let's lower it to 7. And we just saw that drop one more step last night,
right,
to get Senator Lieberman back on board. The thing about Senator Lieberman is his public profile is very Republican. He won election with a third of the Democrats in the state and three-quarters of the Republicans. And that's pretty much the way polls show his approval ratings going. So he's going to continue to have a very difficult time winning a nomination in the Democratic column, and he's going to have a pretty easy time winning a nomination if he were to choose in 2012 to run as a Republican.
Right. David, a quick detail, though, on this issue of the compromise that Harry Reid has dropped, that Medicare will not be extended to people who are age 55. That's really what this is all about. Senator Lieberman actually supported this as recently as a few months back, which, you know, it makes me think that he's kind of cynical in all of this. But there's also a report this morning that the White House wants this compromise out as well. Is it possible that the White House is behind this ultimately?
Well, as I said, Sunday afternoon, 2:30, Senator Reid's office. The scene there is Senator Lieberman negotiating simultaneously with not only Senator Reid, but also Rahm Emanuel and two folks from the White House. So as of Sunday, I mean, the White House was working very closely with Reid on all of this and was negotiating right alongside him with Senator Lieberman. But yes, you are right. Just 3 short months ago, Senator Lieberman appeared to be endorsing this very idea. And so I think that is puzzling quite a few Senate Democrats. I mean, is it principle? Is it policy? Is it spleen? Very hard to tell what is motivating Senator Lieberman here.
Well, let's take it right to Dr. McEnroe with your doctorate in Lieberman studies. What is it? Is it spleen? I mean, he's always talking about bipartisanship and improving the status of government. This seems like a very cynical move on his part against everything he believes in.
He likes to be relevant. This, you could go all the way back to the Clarence Thomas nomination, where he was the final nay vote after campaigning pretty strongly for Thomas. One of the things he really likes to do is argue one way and then at the end vote another way, so that when somebody actually charts his voting record, they get kind of a misleading picture. But he loves to be Hamlet, and he's been doing this for a long time. And if he has to keep moving the goalposts in order to keep himself relevant, I do think that's a big part of his psychology. I don't think it's the only thing, the only reason he does stuff like that, but it's a big part of it.
All right, Colin McEnroe, Hartford Current columnist and host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR, Connecticut Public Broadcasting. And David Kirkpatrick, thanks to you, New York Times Washington correspondent, talking about the evident relevance of Senator Joe Lieberman in a healthcare reform debate. He's already caused significant changes. Coming up, we're going to talk about work and how you can turn your seasonal job into a permanent job. Stay with us.